The Danny Lakey Late Show Quickie.
Johnny Sins, Jessica Drake and Buck Angel. Johnny Sins, Jessica Drake and Buck Angel. Oh, we'll make this quick. We've got things to do. This is a special live from Sexpo Melbourne podcast. If you missed any of the action, it's all here in one bite-sized minisode. Buck Angel is a trans. I'm still not sure if he's a man or a woman, but he's got a vagina and a manly attitude. Also, Johnny Sins, the go-to guy in the male porn world. Jessica Drake, my go-to when I ever have to search on Pornhub. Also, Karen Bleakley, she writes sex novels. And Jake Shy, hear his beef with the shy guy. Enjoy the quickie.
Our next guest is known as the go-to guy in adult entertainment. Do you think that means he can help me out with my tax return? He's probably not that type of go-to guy. With a bio that reads, "No one pounds girls like Mr. Sins," please welcome Johnny Sins.
Yeah, it's the go-to guy here with Johnny Sins, live from Sexpo Melbourne. Huge.
What's up, guys? Happy to be here.
Oh, my God. Congrats on your disproportionately large schlong.
I haven't seen it now.
Oh, come on. You must be the only person in the world who hasn't seen Johnny Sins schlong.
So you don't watch porn at all?
No. I'll have to have a Google after this, maybe.
The fact is, I'll have to have a Google signifies she doesn't watch so much porn.
So you knew you were coming to Sexpo, but didn't look anybody up?
Well, I've got your guest sheet. I know about you. I haven't looked at the
She's like, I've seen all I need to see.
No, I think it's quite clear that she's taken a few shortcuts in her producer's research by not going on to all the big porn sites.
Shy guy did that.
Where's the extensive research at?
I did some extensive research a few nights ago, and it was you with five girls. And they were all on top of each other. Do you remember that one? Yeah, that was one of the great sixsomes I've ever seen online. I thought you were going to suffocate at one point.
Wow.
Yeah, that was the most girls I've had at one time, for sure. And that stack position, that picture of that is like one of the most classic pictures for sure that everybody always talks about.
It was one of the thumbnails. That's what drew me in, the thumbnail.
Definitely.
Tell me something annoying about your job so I don't cry myself to sleep every night wishing that I was you.
Well, there's definitely some annoying parts. Mainly, I think, the waiting around. So it's like we show up to set. You know, you show up to set to have sex, basically, right? Yeah. So mentally, you're prepared when you get there. But then you sit around for 5, 6, 7 hours sometimes when you have to do the acting parts or some sort of other technical problems. So then 8 hours later, you're like tired of your co-star that you have to work with.
Yeah.
And you're just like, oh, get me out of here.
Oh, my God. You do push-ups and air squats before each shoot. That's what I read.
It depends. It's like if I'm shirtless or, you know, in tank tops for the intro, there's like an acting part of the intro. Yeah, I do a little workout to kind of get the muscles going, you know, get some blood flowing.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, she was looking at this. Before I go on air, I usually do a couple of squats myself.
He does.
And,
he does some squats, push-ups, few jumping burpees.
I mean, it's very important to get the blood flowing.
I see some professionals. That's what I'm learning here. Johnny's top tips for men in the bedroom. Do you have a top tip for any struggling men who haven't been laid in the last 6 months? Cameraman put his hand up.
If you're not getting laid, one thing I always tell guys is, like, don't trip about it so much. Like, you go to the bar and don't be, like, focused on all the girls around.
Yeah.
Like, hang out with your buddies, hang out with your boys. Because girls notice that. They're not interested in dudes that are, like, hounding them and all of them.
They flock to the Trina meme.
Yeah, so if you're just hanging out, having a good time with your boys, you know, the girls are going to notice you more than the guys that are, like, flirting with all the girls and trying to get all the girls' attention. So that's what I always tell guys that are having a hard time with girls.
Yeah.
Like, don't worry about it, because once you worry about it all the time, you know, it never happens.
Well,
but once you just chill out, relax, you know, then the girls are going to come to you, basically, is what I tell people. And it works.
Here's a message we received on our Instagram, and definitely not a question that I made up. Dear Danny, make sure you ask Johnny a bonus tip for remaining hard in the bedroom.
For me, I always say, even if it's a girl I'm not that into that I have to work with, you can always find something about them that you like. You know, just focus on one thing that turns you off.
Yeah, nice.
And, I mean, it works.
Yeah, ooh, those recently threaded eyebrows are quite alluring.
Whatever it is, man.
Is this your first time down under?
It is my first time in Australia, first time in Melbourne.
Yeah. But you didn't say first time down under, because as we can see on the internet, it definitely isn't.
Oh, my God, Lacey.
Johnny Sins, thank you so much. Enjoy Australia. Enjoy Sexpo Melbourne.
Thank you very much, man. I'm excited.
Thank you.
Live from Sexpo, this is the Danny Lakey Late Show. Our next guest created a trans dating website named after himself. I mean, why not? Got to get your branding out there. He's also the founder of Buck Angel Entertainment. I think you know what his name is by now. Please welcome to the Danny Lakey Late Show, Buck Angel.
It is. It's Buck Angel.
Yeah. Wow, that's a big clap.
Oh, my God. Congrats on the maleness.
Oh, wow.
Is that nice to say?
No, of course it is. That's good. The whole point.
Good.
I need to look as manly as I can.
you are. Like, you must forgive me if I say anything out of line here.
No,
but walking down the street, you would never suspect that you have female nether regions.
Yes.
You just wouldn't suspect. Never suspect.
You know, that's a huge compliment from you guys.
Good,
yes, because
good.
That's the whole point of me having a sex change, was so that I could be a man and look like a man, even though I didn't get a penis.
Yeah.
That wasn't possible when I transitioned 24 years ago. There was no it's still today, it's not really perfectly great.
So it's harder to give a female into a penis,
yes,
rather than a penis into
a
vagina.
Hole. Yeah, it's easier
to
build.
It's a lot easier for me to tuck mine in.
Yes,
pull
it's easier
bed.
To make a hole than a pole.
Why is that?
With technology. I mean, all you got to do is introvert the penis. I know it sounds scary. They just cut it and push it in.
No,
and
sometimes I push it in and it sort of half looks like it. What is the physical sensation you feel on your vagina 24 years on as previous to when you were just a full woman?
Sure.
Is there any difference?
Oh, my God. It's like night and day.
Really?
Well, first off, my genitals have grown. So my clitoris grew to about the size of my thumb.
Nice.
So I actually get an erection, and it feels like what I think it feels like as a man getting a job or whatever. It's so sensitive and crazy that when someone licks it or whatever, it feels insane. And it didn't feel like that before my transition. It's totally like, I know why guys go crazy for bobs.
Yeah.
I totally get it now.
Right to fix. 10 out of 10 would recommend. Are you into guys, girls, both?
Both.
Both.
I'm a total pig. Yeah, I'm a total pig.
Yeah.
I mean, why settle? Yes, I mean, really, honestly, for reals though, I'm about people. So like if I connect with you and you're a dude, I'm not worried about the fact, or a woman, I'm not worried. It's about people, really.
How freeing it must be, because I wouldn't be able to get past the fact of, say, a girl who's got the big boobs, the nice fake lips, they're all smooth, but then a little knob hanging down.
Yeah.
I just wouldn't be able to get past it.
And that's okay.
No, and it is okay, but I mean, there's a certain enlightenment with you who gets to just view everyone in almost this different scope.
Thank you. Right? I know, I do feel enlightened on many levels, and it all came from my transition to a man, and it all became that I was sick and tired of living a lie of life and this, and I really feel like I got reborn on some level, and I've been given the opportunity to really enjoy life however I want to do it.
What an amazing story. I'm very interested in your pleasure product, the Buck Off.
Great.
Talk us through the big Buck Off.
Thank you. So the Buck Off is the world's first transgender male sex toy, and it's a stroker, like how men have strokers.
Yep.
Basically, we stick our clitoris inside of it, and so what it does is it mimics the stroking action of a cisgender man. So that said, guys like me don't necessarily want to touch our vaginas. So what I did is I created a product that makes you want to touch your vagina because it gives you an orgasm, but without touching it. So you're just stroking like a man like this, and you have an orgasm. And it literally changed the world. It became like the fastest selling sex toy. Transgender men all across the world are using it. It was written up in Forbes magazine. It was like, it was pretty amazing that I got to do that.
Absolutely amazing. Yeah. What a story. And I thoroughly suggest going down the Buck Angel rabbit hole on the internet to the dark corners. It's good viewing.
Be careful, my friends. You'll never be the same.
And you'll be at Sexpo all weekend, meet and greeting, doing seminars, the whole lot.
Yeah,
selling the Buck Off as well.
Yep, everything. Yep.
Buck Angel, thank you so much for your time on the
thank
Danny
you,
Lakey Late Show.
Where there's more lube than water, the Danny Lakey Late Show, live from Sexpo. Lakey won't be standing after this next interview, as he's going to be talking to one of his favourite porn stars. She's got all the looks, and she shot her first movie in 1999, so she's well experienced. Please welcome to the Danny Lakey Late Show, Jessica Drake.
I've been waiting all night for this one. It is Jessica Drake live from Sexpo Melbourne. Good evening.
Hi, how are you doing?
Oh, so good. All the better after doing just a quick bit of research with your girl-on-girl scene with Asa Akira.
also is one of my all-time favorite female performers ever.
Well, it's one of the great lesbian scenes. I'm not sure if you've seen that one, Sherry Lou.
No, I haven't Googled that one either.
Disappointing. I mean, fans can purchase an exact replica doll of you.
How about that? Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I partnered with a company called Real Doll, and they're the same company that made the doll from Lars and the Real Girl, that movie a while back. And they created a doll in my exact likeness, flaws and all. It was super weird the first time I ever saw it, but I think it's pretty amazing if a fan is that into me and they can't make it to an event like Sexpo to come and meet me and they want to, I don't know, keep me at home. I think that's pretty awesome.
Well, even you,
Lakey, he's probably got one.
Real life, and we have the opportunity to sit with you and chat at the Danny Lakey Late Show booth. I still feel compelled to buy the doll. So one can only imagine someone who can't make it a sex
bar. Would you use it to ride in the carpool lane? Like, sit it on the couch, talk? It makes a great conversation
piece.
Yes,
definitely both of those two things and not what I was thinking.
Of course. Christmas is coming up. Ask your mum.
Yeah, maybe.
I make a great gift, y'all. And it's really cool, though, for folks who can't afford a real doll because they're massively expensive. I also am a fleshlight girl. So if you want, like, the smaller version of me, one that maybe is easier to hide when family comes over, go for a fleshlight.
That would look great next to my incognito Kendra Sunderland fleshlight. Let's go around. You know, one time...
You could have a three-way.
Yeah, well, I could. Oh, my God, my first threesome with two fleshlights.
I love how she's excited. She's fantastic, too. Yeah,
fleshlights are great because, you know, I accidentally left one in the shower once, and this was when we were trying to sell the house. And so we would have people coming through examining the whole house. Not one note from the real estate agent. They didn't even realise.
Did they take it?
They just would have looked
at it. It was just sitting in the shower.
Yeah.
People would have been in there going,
well,
buy this house.
Well, fanny side down. Fanny side
down. Oh, good. Okay.
Really tell,
I was hoping.
That's the inconspicuousness of a fleshlight. It's our design. Have you ever met Donald Trump?
Well, yeah, unfortunately, yes. Unfortunately, yes, and I chose to share my experience as a testament to his character before the election. Mm. In 2016, and like the majority of the United States, I'm really disappointed with the outcome. I get pretty angry on a daily basis watching the news and as people's rights become increasingly violated because of the current administration. It makes me really angry and really frustrated, but as an activist and someone that has a lot of causes that are really important to me, it also adds fuel to the fire. So I just try to do all I can to leverage the platform that I have, the fan base that I have, and just, you know, hope it gets better, right? Hope it gets better. And it's definitely Googleable. It's searchable. And, you know, it's out there. I think it speaks volumes to his entitlement and misogyny.
I'll just take a quick 2-minute break. I just threw up in my mouth.
I know. I need a shower.
You're in my top 5 MILFs that I search on porn sites.
Who are the other four?
He's been saying this all day. He's been so
to everyone?
For you.
No,
just,
oh, okay.
Just waiting for you.
Hello, Johnny Sins. Jessica Drake's my top 5. Who are my other top 5? So you've got Domain. Do you know Domain?
No.
D-E-A-U-X-M-A.
Oh, yes. I might pronounce it a little bit differently, but I could be wrong. So,
she knows. Have you met her?
Who?
Domain.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes, I have it at a show. I'm sorry. I thought you said somebody else. I'm like, what?
How would you? No, maybe I'm getting her name wrong.
No, maybe I am.
What did you think it was?
Dumas.
Well, maybe
that
it
sounds better than
Dumi. Is it Dumi?
Probably.
Could it be Dumi?
Yeah. I would.
Who else?
Nina Hartley.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, one of the great vintage. Is she still getting around?
So, yeah, Nina actually just did a couple of hardcore projects again, and I think it just speaks volumes, like combating ageism. Like, sex does not have
she
an expiration date.
Now,
yeah.
Wow, go
and
girl.
Nina was a few porn generations before me, and I remember coming into the industry thinking, wow, this woman made a career out of having sex on camera and then started to be an educator for people because she was actually a nurse before she got into porn. And it's part of what changed the trajectory of my career and geared it a little more towards the educational side. So,
Before I get into my final two top 5 MILFs, I can see a little bit of your areola. And no, it's fine. That's fine. It's absolutely fine.
And what did I say right before I walked in this room? I asked the PR person, you know, can you give me just a second? I just ran over from the hotel and I need to get my nipples sorted. dear. Apologies from my nipples.
No, there was one time where I could see Lady's areola on the bus, and we got callers on asking should I have told her or not, and they said that I should have told her.
That's a really interesting... What do you think? May I ask?
You can come off creepy or it can be polite. Like,
yeah,
it could go either way depending on the woman, I think. Like, if someone did that to me, I'd be very taken aback. But then probably at the same time be like, okay, well, now it's sooner covered up rather than being out for longer.
Yeah. No, I think I was a true gentleman in the situation.
And you did say something or you didn't?
I didn't then, but I've learned my lesson.
What would you have said? Like, how would you have said that? Because what you said to me was awesome. Like, that was perfect. You were like, by the way, I can see part of your areola. That was, like, very matter-of-fact.
On with the top five. Diamond Jackson.
Okay, yeah.
African-American, gorgeous blue eyes, big fake double D's, voluptuous toned rig.
Yep.
Have you met her?
Yes, I've met her, but it's been a while. I don't know that she's still in the business.
Ah,
possible.
Same times. And Janet Mason.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Yes.
I love that you just, like...
She's beautiful.
You don't know the names off by heart, but then any characteristic also
So I've been a contract performer for Wicked.com now for almost 13 years. And what that means is, as opposed to shooting a really regular production schedule, in the beginning I shot 6 or 7 movies a year for Wicked. And Wicked.com is a higher quality, bigger budget adult production. We have, like, massive scripts and... like I said, bigger budgets, and we shoot amazing locations, but it actually sort of takes me out of rotation, and I don't see as many performers as I normally would. And in addition to that, I travel, like, constantly. I feel like sometimes throughout all the travel, I end up inadvertently missing out on meeting new people.
Well, I'm not from Wicked, more just a viewer on new porn, so I can keep you up to date with all the progressions of female male porn stars as they come through the ranks.
Well, Wicked.com, we want to shoot them all, so if you have any ideas, for sure.
Wicked.com is where you can see some of the best work as well. Jessica Drake.
You can see all of my work. It's all on Wicked.com.
Live from Sexpo, Melbourne 2019. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I can see a bit of your areola.
Oh, sorry.
Live from Sexpo, this is the Danny Lakey Late Show.
Unbelievable scenes here at Sexpo.
3 months ago, we sent the shy guy to Sexpo, but we never thought posing him as a porn star would be such a problem. There's another shy guy out there called Jake Shy, and he's ready to take on the shy guy.
Well, it's unfortunate circumstances that we've had to meet Jake Shy, Australia's premium porn star, under this scenario. Unfortunately, 3 months ago when we broadcasted live at Sexpo in Brisbane, our shy guy, posed as a fake porn star, had an Instagram account, TheShyGuy69, had a photo shoot, had a meet and greet, unbeknownst the whole time that we were stomping on the real Jake Shy's territory.
I've been out of work. I haven't gotten jobs in about 3 months since this guy. So I've got a bone to pick with him, that's for sure. And if he can take it, I'm going to give it to him. Move on up, Shy Guy. Here I come.
What happened? How did you hear about our Shy Guy? Because apparently you were getting inundated with a few Instagram messages.
I got absolutely slaughtered. So after Sexpo the next day, I clicked on my request messages and boom, 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 boom. Jake was so happy to see you on the radio. It was so funny. I'm like, what? I was on the radio. Like I said, I've got memory loss, so maybe I was on the radio. I don't know.
It's very lucky that you didn't sue us for any copyright. Obviously, no bad blood.
I can sue? Wait, whoa.
Don't put that on his head.
What is this?
Take the Shy Guy for all he's worth. Just don't sue the company. That's fine.
Coming for you, Shy Guy.
Is there any words that you would like to give to the Shy Guy as a final warning shot before the Shy Guy will decide to pull any more pranks under the name Shy Guy 69.
Yeah, look, just like I said, lube on up, because I'm coming for you.
Wow. That's
he will be terrified of this.
Absolutely. Well, he's too terrified to come to Sexpo today. Too terrified to see you. He's too shy. Congratulations, because I understand that you just won Adult Performer of the Year.
Yeah. So I'm Australia's biggest porn star. So,
wow.
It's good, and it's, I think, I've been raking it in.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's been crazy.
Do you get a lot of money?
Damn,
I mean, what is the difference between you, Jake Shy, and me, apart from maybe a couple of extra centimetres and a little bit more girth? Apart from that, why are you banging women and I'm paying for happy endings at the Asian massage parlours?
To be honest, I reckon it's the moustache and the $6,000 off-white outfit that I'm rocking.
Yep.
Wow.
Good point.
Fashion.
That's probably it.
Did we get wind that you were maybe getting a tattoo?
Yes, yes. So Sexbo is going to pay to get a tattooed on my booty.
Whoa. That's going to be fun. You got a few tattoos already.
Yeah, yeah. Like I said before, like all my tattoos are jail tattoos. But then again, I explained, I haven't been in jail. This tattoo gun actually got smuggled out of jail in my best mate's butt. To whack me on the leg.
He's got a few very nice pieces.
In my best mate's butt. Yeah.
Back in though. So yeah.
Did he bring the tattoo gun back into jail?
Look, I don't know yet, so I'm not allowed to talk to him.
Oh, Jake Shy, you can follow you on Instagram.
Yeah, sure. The Jake Shy, I'm Shadow Band, so you gotta whack the and also I feel like I deserve the.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? For a while it was Jake Shy and
absolutely.
All that. Number one. The Jake Shy.
The real Jake Shy, not ShyGuy69 on Instagram. Thank you so much for everything, Jake Shy. And hopefully we'll catch up with you more in the future. And if you want to fall down the dirty, dark wormhole of Jake Shy on the internet, then...
You know where to find me. Come on, guys. Come down and rock out with your out. The girls are f***ing and I'll get like my cover. Hardcore porno.
Oh, God. Live from Sexpo. It's the Daddy Lakey Late Show.
See? Told you it was quick. Want more, though? Subscribe to the podcast now for daily quickies from the Danny Lakey Late Show.